Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 18th of March, The Helper of the Sun. As the Helper of the Sun, the Holy Spirit was the power by which the Son emptied himself to reveal the Father. He was then the power through which the Father brought forth Yahweh's Son as the Son of God. Furthermore, in relation to the new creation, the Holy Spirit enabled the conception of the identity of Yahweh's Son, who was also the Son of God the Father, in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The angel Gabriel came to Mary and announced to her that she had been favoured by God to bring forth his Son, who would be called the Son of the Highest. Mary asked how this would happen. She was told that the Holy Spirit would come upon her as the one who would facilitate her conception when the power of the Father overshadowed her, enabling the identity of Christ to be conceived in her womb as the seed of God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ was aided by the Holy Spirit, through the power of Eternal Spirit, to empty himself further for our sakes. He did this in 7 wounding events that took him to the death of the cross. Christ's travail was aided by the travailing work of the Holy Spirit, which strengthened him to bring forth redemption and salvation for us. Christ's final emptying was from the cross to the bosom of the Father. The Holy Spirit enabled the Spirit of the Son to leave his immortal physical body on the cross and take with him all the saints of history who had died in faith with him, to the arms of the Father to be received into the kingdom of heaven. This is when they received their heavenly bodies, which the Son had crafted for them in his offering journey from Gethsemane until his work was finished on the cross. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 1 verses 30 to 35 and Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. For further study, Hebrews chapter 5.